Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This particular episode is going to be a fun one because it's actually an excerpt from a coaching call that I used to do when I was doing day intensives in Monterey. And so how that would work is a client would essentially sign up for a full day intensive. And prior to that, they would listen to the Abundance Mindset webinar that I had for them. And then we would have a one-on-one Zoom where they would tell me where they are in their abundance and manifestation journey. And then we would have our actual full day intensive and we would discuss the things that they're working on. So my client has agreed to allow this particular excerpt to be on the podcast. And so I thank her for that. And you will see that the sound quality is a little bit weird. It's a little bit off because I had an older phone at the time and I had the microphone placed in between the two of us. And so it didn't really pick up everything. And the particular software that I used doesn't really fully make it the best audio quality. So just FYI. So because of that, it might be a really good idea to head on over to YouTube and watch it on YouTube because you will actually see the captions as well. So you'll be able to catch every word that maybe you can't if you're just listening. So just putting that out there for you. Also, I wanted to let you know that not only is this a beautiful chance for you to listen in on somebody else's coaching call as opposed to me and going over the lessons from my own things that I was going through from a year and a half ago. This is also from about a year and a half ago, but it's from somebody else. So you get to hear somebody else's viewpoints and things that they're struggling with too, which again shows that everything that we are ever talking about on this podcast is really universal. But I want you to notice as you're listening, because I am trying to do this podcast in general from voice notes from the past, I'm doing it in a way that you can actually see the evolution that's occurring in a few different areas. You can see the evolution in the business. So my experimentation around the different things that I'm doing, whether it's day intensives or it's certain programs or certain webinars, right? You see the experimentation that's going along in my business. And the other thing that's really interesting about this interview is it's with a military spouse, which when I first started coaching a lot longer than a year and a half ago, that was my main ICA. That was my ideal client who I was working with the most. So you can see as I am moving from that ideal client into a different ideal client, you can see that I'm still using some overlapping things in my business. And then you can see the evolution and the clarity that's coming through the way that I back then talked about abundance and manifestation and the way that I talk about it now. And then the last thing I really want you to cue in on is the evolution and understanding of manifestation and abundance in general. So not just the way that I talk about it to clients, but also how I am learning and experiencing manifestation and abundance. And it is really helpful actually to see it as you teach it because you have to really understand it for yourself first before you can give it away or teach it to somebody else, right? And so it's interesting to see that and then to note it now where I am now in 2025. And again, all of this evolution is something that is part of the process and part of the journey, as you'll hear in the voice note of the coaching call. And also the topics that we cover are how presence leads to awareness, overcoming limiting beliefs, changing your energy, choosing ease versus struggle. And then at the consciousness that I had in that moment, what deepening into abundance and manifestation looked like for me at that time. And I say it that kind of cheekily way because while I do my best to explain it, and overall, I get what I'm saying and what I'm saying is correct. I think part of it was they were words with a little bit of experience, and now it's listening back to it. There's so much more experience and so much more testing, quote unquote, that's gone on, that the faith and the knowingness is so much more strong. And there's just really, honestly, no way to put into words. You really do have to experience it for yourself. And whether you're in the beginning of your process where the interviewee is, or you're into this work and you're trying to explain it as best as possible as you feel it, a little bit further ahead than your client, or you're here now, or you're 10, 15 years in the future, right? We all have the spot where we're at, but the thing that unites all of it is this continued experience of manifestation and abundance, because that is what deeply roots in all of these conceptual things that we can talk about what abundance is and what is manifestation. But until you have a personal experience of it, until you feel it, which I can't give you, you have to be willing to have it for yourself. And it's so personal that even if I tried to give it to you, because it's so personal, it wouldn't resonate the way that it's meant to for you. You have to experience it. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. Again, there won't be a lesson afterward because this is the meat and potatoes, and there's a lot of beautiful nuggets in it. The reason why meditation and just becoming present in the moment is so incredibly important is because that's where awareness lies. So when we're squirreling around, or like when we have a ton of thoughts going on all at the same time, we are not able to create our own reality because we're not even aware of the reality that we're in. So meditation is really good for that. Some other things that are really good for that is dancing or listening to your favorite song. And you're just in the moment enjoying that. Or it could be a walk in nature, or it could be whatever grounds you and centers you. And when you do those activities, and when you find the ones that work for you best, and you do them on a regular basis, just like a practice of meditation, you're going to get better and better at being more present during the day and thus become more aware. And then when you become more aware, you're going to be able to create your own reality from that.
Okay.
So that's why presence is so incredibly important, because it leads to awareness. And so being present and learning to do that in itself is a process. If you're not used to doing that, and especially if you know that you have a squirrely brain, you're going to have to practice it. I said that in the Abundance Mindset webinar about the fact that you can do this, but you have to practice it.
Right.
And that's why it's called a meditation practice. It's not going to happen automatically. And it's an evolution, just like expansion is, like we talked about earlier, is an evolution. You're going to have steps of becoming more present and becoming more aware. Okay. And so the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, right? So essentially, some of the things I wanted to go over with you are really going from that place of becoming aware and then having those negative limiting beliefs and then turning them into positives, in that there's so much that goes into it. It's not necessarily just negative to positive thoughts.
Right.
It's the codependent thoughts. Those are blocks. So it's not just negative thoughts. It's anything that's blocking you from allowing in what you want, right? And to get to that next level. So it's the self-doubt. It's the barriers that come up with that. It's the walls that come up with that. It's the restriction that you feel when that comes up. It's taking yourself out of the game before even starting to play it, right? That, like, I don't belong here, or this is never something that I've done before. thus I don't know how to do it. And I'm already shutting myself down, right? That's taking ourselves out of the game. And it's not just getting rid of the negative thought. It's really processing it and turning it into something different. Sometimes it can be easier to stop the momentum of a negative thought and not continue the momentum of that thought. It's different to process it and not have it come back.
Right. Resolve it. And yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so how you do that is you follow the steps of literally questioning it, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a non-judgmental space,
mm-hmm.
being very curious and just saying from there, what is really your truth? And then turning that into some sort of mantra that you can replace it with. So it's not just going from negative to now I've stopped the negative thought, or I've stopped the negative thought and now I'm going to think something more positive. It's literally processing it and creating a new narrative for yourself.
Okay.
It's part of that becoming. For example, you went from a woman who allowed your mother to take advantage of you to becoming the woman who is like, I have boundaries now in place. You did the processing work,
uh-huh.
and then you figured out what your boundaries were going to be, and then you implemented them.
Uh-huh.
Like, so now any negative thoughts that come up or negative narratives that you used to live in and that used to be what you were okay with don't even occur anymore because you have a boundary in place,
yeah.
because you've processed it. And that's just not who you are anymore. You just don't allow it anymore. And so that's why this is so incredibly important. And it's also another big part of the process. So again, we become present, we become aware, and then we work through them and then create a new, either a mantra or a new way of being or a non-negotiable or a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to do, it's not just reaching for the next positive thought.
Right.
Because if you do that, then it's just going to keep coming back because we are this other person. I am the person who allows myself to have my mother treat me that way,
right.
as opposed to being another person.
Yeah.
We don't have to go through it too heavily because, again, you have the webinar.
Yep.
That I wanted just to be very clear on how important that process is. And that process is not a process that honestly ever ends.
Yeah.
It's that part of that expansion we talked about earlier. You're just going to a new level. And as you continue, you'll see that the negative narratives and thoughts that you had for yourself, they do start to diminish. However, when you expand, then there's going to be something new. The unknown.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be some self-doubt that kind of creeps in. But because you know the process of how to deal with it, you say, oh, wow. Okay. I'm present. I'm aware. That's new.
Right.
What can I do to process this and move forward, making a different mantra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, and sometimes like when we're expanding into something and we are so good at processing things and moving forward, we don't have to go through a whole mantra. We can just say, I've made the decision right now that I'm not available for that. So it doesn't have to be the same exact process every
right.
time. It can be different.
Okay.
But the processing is still there.
Right.
And the other part of that is as you continue to go through this process, the negative narratives aren't going to be as glaring. They're going to be nuanced.
Okay.
They're going to be like whispers.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be thoughts. And it's just going to be like, oh, did I just take myself out of the game?
Right.
Without even realizing it? Whoa. And that's where your presence is going to have to be just as strong because you're going to have to realize that now it's not as glaring of a like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a subtle like, you don't really like that. That's not really an alignment for you. And when you catch that, then you continue to expand and grow. In a way, it's really great because it's not like the same old stuff you've been telling yourself a million times.
Right.
But it's also stuff that's going to block you. And so you just need to be aware of that.
Okay.
Also, we talked in the abundance webinar about brainstorming and learning to think outside the box,
mm-hmm.
and choosing differently, focusing on what you can control, mm-hmm. and what you want to let go of and can't control. And so here's the thing about abundance. You'll get to a point where there's not something that you feel like you can't control, meaning like you can surrender things and you can let things go
mm-hmm.
More easily, but there won't be a moment where you feel like you have no choice at all or you can't control it.
Uh-huh.
You'll always find choices and you'll be more focused on that. It's a little bit different than choosing not to focus on what you can't control because you create your own reality. And so there's nothing that you can't control. But I think it first starts with the brainstorming and even seeing choices at all. Okay, so living in the gray. So this right versus wrong, should versus the shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
and the good and the bad language. As you are opening yourself up to all of this, how do you feel that level of living in the gray is going for you?
I feel like I am moving into that gray area.
Mm.
Because I was always afraid of the gray area because of the unknown,
mm-hmm.
but from a negative perspective,
mm-hmm.
like out of fear,
mm-hmm.
of what's going to happen versus, well, I'm here in this gray space and it could be good experience. It could open doors. It could move me into a new space. It could open my eyes to something that I had experienced before or a thought that I hadn't experienced before. So instead of closing myself off in that gray space,
mm-hmm.
and shifting it towards a dark space,
mm-hmm.
trying to sit more in that gray space and allow more a positive experience to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I never believed in manifestation before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't believe in it. I always thought to try to think positive about things,
mm-hmm.
but not really that I had control over a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really trying to believe and accept that I can manifest positive experience of anything.
Mm.
And that a lot of it is about perspective, seeing it through a positive lens versus a negative lens. I've always been a glasses half full kind of person. But it's more than just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just viewing it a certain way, but it's doing things a certain way.
Mm.
And so I'm coming around to believing more in that I can manifest my own destiny,
mm-hmm.
basically. You know, mm-hmm. I can make something positive happen from this. I can. And sometimes it's okay for it to not necessarily be positive or negative, but it's just there.
Mm-hmm. Is, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not such a dark gray anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's an empowered gray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So it feels better.
Good. Okay, great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Gray's my favorite color.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gray and blue.
Yeah.
Gray and blue are my favorite colors.
Okay.
But I still didn't like that gray headspace.
Right.
But now it's a more comfortable, docile gray instead of an angry gray.
Great. It's part of that self-permission aspect, right? Of I no longer play by the right, wrong, should, shouldn't, good, bad, yes, no. I allow myself to expand into the gray.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that expansion of what I believe is possible, I get to claim something that's different that I thought may never have been possible.
Right.
So it's this space of, because when you are at the right, wrong, should, shouldn't, especially more entrenched into it, the idea of manifesting or creating your own reality was like way too feminine, way too woo-woo, mm-hmm. right? I mean, because you follow a certain, well, this is right and that's wrong and mm-hmm. this is good and that's bad.
Right.
And that kind of thing. And so when you move from that spot, even if you're not all the way over here yet,
yeah.
it is literally the process, mm-hmm. right, of going through that. And so as you get more comfortable with the gray, you're also seeing that living in the unknown means that you have the power to create your own reality,
right,
as opposed to having other people or outside influences say what is available for you.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Empowering gray. How you do one thing is how we do all things. And I get from you that you tend to be a bit of an extremist, mm-hmm. which is not a judgment, right? It just is that when you're deciding, it was something about you'll get really worried about something and you'll have a panic attack and then you'll be like, I'm just going to do it. And then you like swing to the other side and you're like, I'm all in.
Right.
And so it's just this extremist space, right? Mm-hmm. And that seems like the way that you make a lot of your decisions, right?
Yeah, it's true. In my mind, it's like, okay, once I've broken down that barrier that's preventing me from doing it,
mm-hmm. then I'm all in.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
But then I start out with a lot of momentum. And then it dwindles.
Uh-huh.
And then because I lose the momentum, it becomes too overwhelming because I'm all in, all at once, and too much. So
right.
I can't do it.
Yeah. The snowballing of thoughts. So once you've made your decision or you've gone from one extreme to the other, that's the same thing with your thoughts, though. Mm-hmm. When you're snowballing, that's what the extremism is, right? Mm-hmm. It's the snowball.
Yeah.
As opposed to stopping the momentum, you're going from one place to another really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just really good to be aware of that. That's the way you interact in your brain, right? And that's fine.
Right.
There's no judgment around it. We have the awareness now. And so now you can catch yourself.
Right.
And you can stop the momentum. Or if it's momentum that you don't want, you can create new momentum, right? And so there's this thing about when you first have a thought or a feeling, if you can hold that feeling or thought, good or bad, for 17 seconds, you've created momentum. Once you hit the 67-second mark, you're in it now. Like, you're really in it. And so if you catch it early on and you don't want it, you can stop it and be like, nope. And you can, there's that cancel that thing.
Yeah.
Like, nope. I don't want that. Or if you decide that you're loving the way that you're feeling. And then you become very aware that, like, I love this feeling and I'm so happy. I'm so thankful I'm having this experience or this feeling or this thought. It just feels so good. And then you continue to focus on it. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Uh-huh.
Abraham Hicks has this thing that is called a rampage. It could be like a thankful rampage. So she'll go and she'll just say everything she's thankful for. And then she gets more excited and more excited and more excited. Or anything. You can pick anything about that. Like, whatever the subject is about your business. I'm just so thankful that I started this business because this business has led to this, which has this for me. And I feel this way and I get to do this and just go on this rampage.
Right.
And by the end, you're at a different energy because you've called in and become a different vibration.
Right.
So that's one of those tactics you can use to really get to a new level or a different level. But again, knowing that your style is really helpful, because then you can have strategies that lend to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to touch on was the practical and rational thoughts. So I know that you've in the past been pretty reliant on and having a source of pride around having some real practical, rational thoughts. And that tends to be very masculine, you know? Mm-hmm. Because when we grow up, especially when we're in more masculine families or just like in general, the world is more about the practical, rational versus
right.
like the woo-woo. We can have a real concentration on our thoughts. So the thing is, though, with that is that we can't think our way out of moods usually. And people often get into that analysis paralysis. And that is one of those blocks.
That is like a flashy thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like talking about that. It relates to it. I have chronic FOMO, and sometimes I just need a decision made for me. For somebody else to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because I'll thank it to death.
Right.
And sometimes I just have to make a decision and go with it and accept it.
And the other part of it, I think why we get into analysis paralysis is because we don't believe that it can be that easy. Because we're told that we have to go through all this work
right.
in order to find it.
Yeah.
Or it's been a previous experience, and thus it's got to be every experience
right.
that we have for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And
too good to be true.
Exactly. And that's what, when we're moving from the practical and the rational and we're allowing things to come to us, it's that thing where we come into and we hit our resistance of, wait, too good to be true. Wait, I have to work harder. Struggle is a choice we make.
Right.
Yeah. So when things fall into our laps, instead of just allowing and receiving, if we're not used to that, and we're very practical and we're very rational and like, then it's very hard for us to receive it and to allow it to happen.
Yeah.
When we came here, Peter was like, I know the past garrison commander, he made a call and they want to put us on base. And I had all these questions and I was like, no, it can't possibly be. And then I was like, I don't really know anything about this at all. I was like, have we been given this really awesome opportunity? And I'm not getting it. And he was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, thanks. You know? And then I was finally able to let go, but I had to have somebody else who knew more than me, who had more of a rational, practical mind around this, because I never lived on base or anything like that. I needed him to say that this was good for us. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, 100%.
So when we let go and we're moving away from being so practical and rational and we're really giving the space to get into this more feminine space and allowing things to happen, life will become easier. And then the second guessing will start to fall away. Because the other part of that is, as these things happen and as they continue to pile up and as you continue to notice them more and more, you're going to learn to trust it more.
Right.
So when it is coming in, you're not going to be like, oh, wait, too easy. I need it to be hard.
Yeah.
You're going to say, oh, everything works out for me.
Right.
Everything works out for me.
Right.
Of course it fell into my lap. When we finally say, like, it doesn't have to be hard and life can be easy and everything works out for me. And when you have that mantra, everything works out for me, everything works out for me, that's your new default mode. And then things are going to keep coming in because you're sending a signal, the energy out that says, yes, I see it. Awesome. I believe it. Now let's go. Let's bring it in. And that's when you're up-leveling your allowance, because at that point, you're not resisting as much.
Yeah.
And you're just, it's free fucking flowing.
Yeah.
It's just coming in. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then this happened. And then this happened. And then this happened. And then people will be kind of like, well, what the heck is happening over there?
Right.
Like, you, everything is just coming to you.
Right.
And you're just like, well, I'm just allowing it in. And then people are like, well, what do you mean you're allowing it in? Like, it's got to be hard, right? And you're like, no, it doesn't actually have to be hard.
Yeah.
And that's abundance.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, like, we talked a little bit about that. When you're more aware of it, you see it more. You see those opportunities more. And I have experienced some of that, even in, like, little bits. And it's a growing thing.
Right.
But, like, with the Amex. Now we have access to airport lounges.
Yep.
Or gold status with the hotels and this and that. And allowing that stuff in. And accepting it.
Yep. Because it was always there.
Right.
It was always there.
Yes.
But there was some block between you and your husband until you finally decided, hey, I want this.
Right.
You made the decision and said, I want this. And then that's when you said, I want it. And then the universe said, you got it. And then now you're living a different life when you travel.
And I tend to live in, I was living in a gray area of indecisiveness. Because either I didn't want to assert my opinion. Because I didn't want to quell somebody else's opinion or feeling, or because I just couldn't make the decision myself. But I would live in indecision a lot.
Which both of those are stories, right?
Yeah.
The one is codependency and the other one is just not stepping into your power.
Right. And so I still have challenges asserting my opinion and stepping into my power. That's probably going to be one of the harder ones for me. I had said it during our Zoom and you'd asked me about it. Things will always work out. Things always work out. one way or the other, that right. would work out because we make it so.
Mm-hmm.
We allow opportunities in. We make it be a positive experience. If there's something that we don't like, we make it better
mm-hmm.
for it to be something that we do. So it's like the empowerment of making the situation what we wanted.
Right. And when we learn to do that in the situations, it gives us practice to do that for our entire lives.
Because mm-hmm.
it's really just that on a grander level.
Yeah.
Right. So when we're in alignment with ourselves, when we're being authentic to our desires, when we know that we are worthy and we know that our desires are worthy, we stand up for ourselves more, we step into our power. Because if not you, who? Right? Mm-hmm. It goes back to a little bit of the enabling in the sense of nobody else is going to do it for you. No one else is going to give you the power. You have to choose to step into your power and always, or as much as possible, try to be in alignment with what you want. And it's not even like people around you are saying, how can I make blank's life terrible? No, it's always us just being like, I can't ask for that. But nobody else care, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, yeah. go ask for it. And even if that person was like to say, oh my gosh, she's being so difficult, it doesn't, that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
It has everything to do with them.
Yeah.
And that's that codependency too part where like, it doesn't matter mm-hmm. what kind of reaction you have. What matters is that I'm being true to myself and I'm just asking for something.
Yeah.
And when we use the practical rational thought too, and we're relying on that, it's also a form of playing small because we're not allowing for the bigness to come in. And often we say, especially when we're in analysis paralysis, mm-hmm. that we're confused, right? Well, I'm confused and I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's playing small because it's not true.
Right.
And I say that understanding that you are in a new place in your life where you are really, and this is so exciting, getting to know who you are mm-hmm. and getting to see what are those real true desires for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is fun.
Yes.
This is so exciting
yeah.
because you've allowed yourself the permission to even ask yourself,
right.
yes, this is so exciting. Who yeah. am I? Who do I get to be? Like, who do I want to become? And that sometimes can feel selfish, but it's not.
Yeah.
You really think about it. Like, the best, the greatest, the most important relationship you have is with yourself.
Right.
And goes back to that. Nobody else is going to save you. If you decide that you're never going to be in alignment or be authentic with yourself, and you're going to live a small life and never assert yourself ever, then that's your choice. But like, when you do, it just flows.
Right.
And you're just so much more happy. Also, I mentioned this earlier, but successful people don't live in analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
They live in, I allow myself the time to make this decision and mm-hmm. to move slowly, and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a level of, I know myself so well.
Mm-hmm.
I know my risk tolerance level. I know my gut feeling when this is offered to me to make a decision
mm-hmm.
enough that I know that the universe has my back enough
mm-hmm.
that I can just make decisions like that too. And even if they're wrong, even if they fail, even if they go a completely different way than I had anticipated, I know that I am safe and secure and I am fine. But right. that trust comes from knowing yourself and knowing that you are enough. Because when you have that faith and the trust in yourself, that's when you know that everything is happening because you created it. And there's that empowering factor again.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving from the thought into the feeling. And essentially the process that I found mm-hmm. for me is that I go from thoughts to feelings. Okay, I got this cognitively. Thinking, I've heard a lot about this. I've learned a lot about it. Okay, this makes sense logically to me. And then there's the step of the feeling. Like, I can feel it. When you move into that gray space, you're feeling it. This is something you're starting to feel now. And then you move into, not only do I have feelings of it and I'm starting to see it, but now I'm feeling it in my gut. There's a lot of things that are building up and like I'm starting to trust it a little bit. I'm starting to really believe in it and I can feel it. So now it's not just going from feelings once in a while and like, oh, look at that. That's so cool. Was that half manifestation? But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Now you feel it. Like, I'm, oh, wow. Yes. Everything works out for me. Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah.
And then you move into a knowing. And this is like a knowing in your bones. Okay. So now it's not even a question. Like, you were over here with your logicalness and you're like, yeah, maybe I can get on board with that. You're in it. It's in your bones. You know this shit works, right? And then the last kind of penultimate step, actually, is that you claim it for yourself because you can know it. You can feel it. You can feel it in your body. You can feel it and know it in your bones. You believe it. But if you don't claim it for yourself, then it's just something that is there and it's available. But I'm not letting it in. I'm not allowing it.
Okay.
And then the real last step is the expansion and the deepening of that. And when you get to that point, it's just going to be level after level after level because you're going to hit something different and new, and then you're going to grow past it. And then there's this state of peace and satisfaction, and that just deepens. And so I also talked a little bit about the conditions around us.
Right.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, it won't matter anymore because you are so rooted in the fact that you create your own reality, that everything is working out for you, that the outside conditions don't matter, and that you are constantly deepening in a state of peace and satisfaction in every moment. You're just like, you're just letting it in. It just continues to come to you. And so it's just a bigger version of that, like deeper levels of that. Right. And honestly, it doesn't matter what we're doing in life, what our goals are, what our desires are, whatever. It's that state of peace and satisfaction. You can call it joy. That we really crave. That's what we really crave. Mm-hmm. To be in flow. To know that we are secure, we are safe, that in every moment we are okay, and that not only that, but like we're in joy. And sometimes it can be a little annoying to hear people say, like, it's part of the process, right? It's part of the process,
right?
When you reach a place, and you don't even have to get to that point, but when you start to feel it in your guts and you have the belief, you fall in love with the process. Because we're eternal beings. Mm-hmm. So again, there is no mountaintop. It's just expansion.
Right.
So when you are really allowing the abundance in, even when it feels uncomfortable to take that next step, you know that that next step is going to have something good come out of it because you really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're still going to run up against every single day a challenge or bump up against that place where you're gonna break through it and grow, you know it's not even a challenge anymore because you know that in order to grow and in order to have a deepening of this state of being, that this has to happen. We talked a little bit about being stagnant. So if you're ever stagnant at any point looking for growth, you will no longer be in that state of peace and satisfaction. I mean, you will to an extent,
yeah.
But there will be something that pulls at your heart that says, nope, there's more. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're allowing abundance in.
Right.
I mean, it becomes a game a little bit. It's just kind of like, okay, all right, well, what else? How willing am I to let life get good? How much am I allowing to come in, right? Mm-hmm. There's always more levels. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the whole, as I know it and feel it, the whole thing. How does that feel?
I feel like with different things, with different aspects of myself, I feel like I'm at different stages.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I probably will never be at that ultimate stage with everything.
But that's a mind block.
But I feel like I'm shifting more, a lot more, from that logical, rational point to the, well, let's see what the hell happens.
Yeah.
You know, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
And noticing those things. being aware of them. And because there's a lot of those things that happen on the daily, but we're not noticing and we're not appreciating what they bring.
Right.
Because
you're not cognizant.
Right. And so the more that you are aware and appreciate those things that are coming in, the more accepting and open you are to receiving more of it. You're seeing it and you're seeing what more can still come versus it just happening and blowing right by you and you not being aware that you are receiving these things, but it's going unrecognized.
Right. So that for sure. And then also you'll see where the universe is actually dropping hints of it.
Right.
And like you don't even notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We take advantage of some of the stuff that comes to us by not recognizing it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like you were saying. But then there's always energy around us inviting us to do something, inviting us to expand, inviting us to allow it in. But because we're not aware yet, it's not even on our radar.
Right.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.